earlier when I was talking to you, you said something about, I asked you whether you were conscious of the lack of men around, and you said no, because the soldiers were with it. Were they English soldiers?
We had English, Canadian and American.
And
during the war, not all at the same time, but during the war there were.
How did you have any contact with the Canadian or the Americans?
I had an American one. Mind you, I could have only been about 16. Yeah. Sergeant James Lafferty, his name was.
He made an impact on you. He gave you silk stockings, didn't he?
Yes. But I say I could only have been about 16 or something, because I mean, I started going with my husband at 18, so it was all before then.
Yeah. But they must have seemed exotic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, very.
I think he used to write to me and, when take me back to America, and really it was a joke. My sisters, we all read the letters, and I mean, no way would I have gone over to America. But a lot did. A lot married the Canadian soldiers here.
The Canadians particularly.
Yes,
And hopefully lived happily ever after.
Yes,
But would they be billeted, you know, would there be an American billet, a Canadian billet?
Yeah, and all separate.
They wouldn't
Not together,
mingle.
No, no.
Yeah.
No.
And would they lounge around...
Yeah, and we had a dance hall here, the Top Hat, it was called, in Surrey Street. And of course, we weren't allowed to go there, but they all went there. But I mean, even after the war, because we had sailors then at Ford, that was then a naval station after that. And my dad worked over there when he came out of the Air Force and that. And he used to hear such tales of the sailors about Top Hat, so we were forbidden to go there.
Shame.